mit der Mischne. Eisen passen le Birois abo di Yumdim niren kishmeine divre Rabbi Yehuda. We have here a picture on page 39. We have here the Yumdim. Here there's more on the picture on page 39. There's more than abo di Yumdim. And let us see what Rashi says. Eisen passen le Birois. She birshus harabim you have birois abeir birshus harabim. Birois atzmon rishus hayochit hein, shamuke masore, ben yochel lamalis mem. You have a problem, you have a be'er in the middle of rishus harabim, and the not the shayla is vikim the katz ibud the vasa, how do you get the water for the katz? That's the shayla over here. How do you get it out to give the behemoth? So memele, because you're taking out from rishus hayochit to rishus harabim. Va'oisin pasin elu, so therefore you make this pasin, Lahochin lahen hekif, to prepare a hekif. It's a very interesting lashon. Let's go a little further. Shiva pasim halalu oisin es sviva ishaber rishus hayochit. The pasim create that the area that is in the surrounded by these pasim becomes a rishus hayochit. So therefore, if the whole area is a Rishus HaYochid, V'yemalei, V'yoytzi, V'yoniach Shom, so therefore he can be memale from the Be'er, V'tikoneis behemtoi V'yashkeno, now he can be mashke the Beheme with, in this area because it became a Rishus HaYochid. So the Mishnah said that these passing are Arbo'o Diyumdim, Amudim Hanirim Kishnayim. A diyomid is an amud that looks like two, it's going in two directions. She'osui kemalzev, it looks like a gutter that has, let's say, like a right angle. That's also the picture of the Perish Chai. So these diyumdim are going in two directions. It's a right angle. She'osui kemalzev shalonu. Ur'shenoyatsoi bekalke, when he sticks this diyomid, which is a right angle, bekalke, Lefas Doremis Marovitz, he puts it in Dorim Mayriv, Noite Doifnei Echod Lemizrich, so one Doifen is going towards Mizrich, Vetside Echod Letzofen, and the other one is going to Tzofen. Uvasheini Lepas Marovitz Tzofenis, in the second Diyomit he puts into Mariv Tzofen, is noite tzidei echod lemizrich, v'tzidei echod ledorim. Chshenoisein arbaton ledalad apeyes, so when you put all four, nimtzo lechol ruach beis amois, doifin amo kineged amo varevach bintayim. So in each ruach, there are two amois, that because you have in each ruach, two amois of the diyumdim on each side. So that is arbo diyumdim nirin kishmoine, but looks like eight. Divrei Rab Yehuda. Rab Meir Oimer shmoina nirim kishneim osa. You put up eight diyum. You put up eight pasim that they look like nirim kishneim osa, like 12. Arbo diyumdim. You put the four diyumdim which are nirim kishmoine, like the Tanakame. Va'arbo pshutim, and you make four pshutim, pasim pshutim, which are bein hadiyumdim, and that is mafsik between the diyumdim, and that is the picture over here that you have the pasim pshutim. So mamel, that is mafsik between the diyumdim. That is shitas chameya. Now the Mishnah continues. Goivon asorot tfochem. The height of the pasim, the height of the diyumdim are asorot tfochem, that is the sheer mechitza. The roichbon shisha. And the roichev is shisha, that means the roichev is an amo. Now this roichbon shisha, well, there's a machloikis orishainim. It is zicher going on the diyumdim. The diyumdim zicher has to be an amo al amo. It is an amo on each side. Rashi said, in each ruach, you have two ames with a pirtze in between. The pasim, the pasim is a machloikis. Rashi holds the pasim also have to be anama, and the Ritva brings a Rav Rishayim hold that the pasim is sufficient if it should be 3 tvachim or 4 tvachim. Tzolina machloikis, what the sheer lovod is, if the sheer lovod is 3 tvachim, so 3 tvachim has a cheshivas. If the sheer lovod is, the sheer lovod is still 3 tvachim, so 3 tvachim has a cheshivas. If the sheer lovod is till 4 tvachim, then 4 tvachim has a cheshivas. So that's how the Ritva brings down from Rav Meforshim, that only the diyumdim need a sheer amma, which is 6 tvachim. The pasim, it is sufficient 3 or 4 tvachim. Va'oivion kolshu. Ubei nehem. Now the area between the diyumdim, kimolei shtei ravkois shel sholosh sholosh boko divrei Rav Meir. It is the area in between the two diyumdim is you have a place for 2 ravkais are either 3 porim that are bound together or 4 porim that are bound together. So 2 sets of sholei sholish boko divrei Rav Meir, and that is equivalent to 10 amis. Rabbi Yehuda Imer shel arba a arba, that these are 2 sets of Dalit Boko, and that's equivalent to 13 1/3. Now, these 2 sets of Boko are Kshurais, V'loi Mutorais, that they're tied together, so therefore, they do not take up so much space. So Memele, that is one tonight, Kshurais, V'loi Mutorais. But there's a Kule, Achas Nichneses, V'achas Yoitzes. If you look at the picture, it is a 2-way street. You have a flow of traffic that one Ravka is going out already, the other Ravka is entering this area that is mukif with the Yumdim. Let us see Rashi. Ubeinayem shtei Ravkois, dahainu eser ameis, kedemeforish bigmore, veimpochais, if it is less than 10 amis, avad the givis, it is good. The mayor is saying, al kaponim, the maximum shear of the pirtsu should be 10 amis. Kshurais chumruhu lemayet merever shebentayim, that it shouldn't be such a large space. V'loi motores begmore porich hainu kshurais. Achas nichneses v'achas yoitzeis kulohu. It seems if all the 2 Ravkes would be going in the same direction, so you wouldn't need such a large space. If they're going in different directions, you need a Revach Bentayim. So the Loi Be'inon Eser Mitzum Tzomeis, it's not Eser Ameis Mitzum Tzomeis, Elo Soichakais, you have larger Tvochem. Mutter Lahakriv Lebe'er. That means we made a tzir of pasi birois, that there is between each diyomid, there is either 10 amis in between, or 13 1/3 amis. So the Tanna says it is not necessary to do this. Muta lahakriv lebe'er, you could make these, the pasi birois closer to the be'er, so you'll have a smaller enclosed area. And how close could you make it? Ubilvad shetehei poro roisha veruba befnim veshoisa. The smallest area is that a poro with roisha veruba could fit in to this enclosed area. Let us see Rashi. Muta lahakriv pasim lebe'er velaseis a hekev kotzer. You can make a smaller hekev. Ubilvad shetehei misvas haber at bein hapasim kidei roisha veruba shel poro, that al koponim roisha veruba shel poro should be able to fit into this enclosed area. Avol botzer mehochi, but less than this loy, dilme mamshich acha porosoi, if there's only a chelik of the poro in this enclosed area, so he'll be nimshach after the poro. The poro, you saw, is not in this area. The poro rubai is outside. umapik ledavlo chutz lemechitze, and he'll be taking out the bucket, he'll be chasing the porem, and the porem will be outside of the mechitze, because mapik meshus hayochid lushus harab. The Ritva brings down a machloikis harishoinim in this haloche that it should be roishoi veruboi shel poro. So that is a dova muskim that roishoi veruboi shel poro, what will be if you have a gdi. So that the Ritva says that yuzicha go lechumre, you need a sheer godel of roishoi veruboi shel poro. Less than that, you're not allowed to use the pasim. So memeila, this is the minimum shear of roishoi veruboi shel poro. The shaila is, what if you have gmalim? Now the roishoi veruboi of a gomol is much larger than the roishoi veruboi of a poro. So here the Ritva brings down a machlokes. Others say that by gmalim you'll have to be mishaya the roishoi veruboi of a gomol, and others say that the shir kavua was roishoi veruboi shel poro, and this is sufficient even for a gomol also. Weiter. Mutter laharik kolshehu. Now we can expand this area also. It doesn't have to be a 10 ame space or a 13 and a third ame space. You could be machik, you could expand this whole area of pasi barois. Ubilvad sheyarbe bepasim, but then you'll have to stick pasim in between, that there shouldn't be a pirtze larger than 10 ames according to Rab Meir, or 13 and a third ames according to Rab Yehuda. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, lahachik kol shehu kol ma shebelibo ilaseis hekiv godol. He could make a larger area if he wants. Ubilvad sheyarbe bepasim. The chol kamo de marchik mi boir, the more he's marchik the pasim from the boir, magdel revach shebein diyomet ledyomet. So there's a greater space between the diyumdim. Betzorich laharbeis bepasim. So then we'll have to go and add on pasim. Ad shelo yehei bein poshut leposhut. Ubein poshet l'diyomid, yaiser miyud ames l'rab meyer, ay miyud gimel ame v'shlish l'rab Yehuda. This is the minimum, the maximum shear that is permitted to be between the mechitzes. Rab Yehuda aymer, no, ad beis osayim, it's not kol shehu, kol mashe libe lasis. Rab Yehuda says, the largest area that the Pasei Berois could be is Beis Osayim. A Beis Osayim, the halacha is, another halacha it is, that a Beis Osayim, you don't need hukif ledira. So if there are mechitzes surrounding this area, that's sufficient. More than a Beis Osayim, you need hukif ledira. So for some reason, Rabbi Yehuda says that they were only makel till a Beis Osayim. The Ritva explains the svara of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Pasei Berois, since it is a mechitze grua b'yoiser, it is a mechitze which you have porutz meruba aloimit. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that Pasei Berois is equivalent to what we had learned last week, that chavolim b'shayora, if a shayora was shavas b'biket, they were Shavis Bibika, which is a Kamalis, and they made a Mechitza of three Chavolim. That means that the three Chavolim were going horizontally, and each one was Pochis Migimul Tvachim, one from the other. So, Mina Teire Tzakosher a Mechitza because you say Lovut. But it is a Mechitza Gerua. It is a Mechitza Shal Orev Beloy Shesi. So Rabbi Yossi holds that even though when they made these Chavolim, the intent of the Chavolim was to surround themselves, and they're going to remain in this enclosure. So even it is hukif ledire, afal pikein, since this is a mechitza grua, they were only mater by a yochid, they were mater a beis osayim, by shnayim, also one beis osayim. By a shayorev, there's three people that were matter an area above soim, but they were not matter any shir, they were not matter called tzolchon. That's what we have according to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda, who's the father of Rabbi Yossi, holds that by pasi berois, that's how the Ritva explains Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is a worse mechitza than chavolim. Chavolim al kaponim, you have lavud on the mechitza that is surrounding the area. Masha'en came over here, so lavud is minatayr, it's kulay sosim. Here you have poritz meruba aloimet. So even though they were mekel, they were only mekel for a sheer base or sayim, and not more than that. Even though it's hukif ledire, about koponim, since it's a mechitza grua, they were not matter more than a sheer for base or sayim. Omru loy, so the chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, loy omru base or sayim, elo legina lekalfes. The sheer of base or sayim, it seems they're not geiris this time. They hold lemaisa since they were matter tiltal with pasi berois, whoever the reason might be. So it has a din of a mechitza gemure. So the whole din of beis or sayim, what the loch is, which is ayin amma vishirayim, by ayin amma vishirayim. The whole din of beis or sayim is only if you have a mechitza that is surrounding an area that's not mukif ledire. El or legino or lekalfev. Agino lekalfev, that people don't live there. A kalfif is a base or oitzer that is outside of the city. It is used to store eitzim there, and people don't go there too often. It's a storage place. So there's a shir of yeser mi base or sayim. Yeser mi base or sayim, one is not permitted to be metaltal, yeser mi dalad amis, because it's not hukif ledire. Avo im hoya dir, oy soya, oy mukza, oy chotza. But what is if you have an area, we'll see in Rashi exactly what each one means. You have a dir or a soya, mukza, oy chotza, which is mukif ledire, afilo beis chamisha kurim, afilo beis asore kurim muta. So memele, so the chachamim tainet, the Rabbi Yehuda, that the shir of it, that what Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's a mechitza grua, then at goyres this tainet. So they're saying the only other time we find the halacha that one cannot be metaltal, that it's not hukif ledire. So the middle, that's a gino, a kalfif, so yesami beisa sayim, which is not hukif ledire, one is not permitted to be metaltal bekuloi. But a dire soyre mukzei chotze, which is considered hukif ledire, afilo beis chameshes kurim, afilo beis asore kurim mutam. So the middle, so they hold that this area of pasi beirois is also considered mukif ledire. So memela muta lahachi kolshu, therefore you're allowed to expand the pasi berois as much as your heart desires, or bovad she yarbe bepasim, you have to be marbe bepasim, that it should not be a pirtze, yoyser me yudamis, or yud gimur shlish. Zogt Rashi, legino lekalfif, she'ein ekeifam ledira. There, the since the hekif is not letzairach dire, kalfif hekif godol chutz leir, lahachni sham eitzim la'oitza. So there, since it's not mukif ledire, so there, yes, mi beisa, so I'm not allowed to be metaltal. Avlim hoyo dir, what is dir? Shal behemis, she'oisin besodais hayoim kan, v'hayoim kan, they used to gather the behemis, and surround them in sodais, kidei lezabel begilalei habehemes, kidei lezablo begilalei habehemes, they wanted to be mezabel the sodais, so memele, they surrounded these behemes for a few days in the deer. Soya lebehemes shall ir. Mukze rechova sha'achere abatim, we have in the Perish Chai also, he has a nice picture, the rechova sha'achere abatim, you have a so here he has pictures of a karfif and the soyar and the deer and the rechovish achayre yabatim. This is the muktzah and this is the chotzer. And the other side, the muktzahs and the rechovish achayre yabatim, that is the muktzim. Rechovish achayre yabatim, v'chotzer shlofnei yabatim. We'll see in a minute. The chol hani he came from ledirehu. All these areas are mukif ledirehu. Now the shaila is, kan shayil aben, why are all these areas considered mukif ledira? The Rabbeinu Yoinison says that these areas, there used to be a bias for the Roya. The Roya used to have his bias in this area, so that's called Hukif Ladirat. But seems Rav Rishonim do not learn like this. The Biraloche in Simen Shindon Ches explains as follows, that all these areas, the Bnei Adam used to be mishtamish. Let's start off with the easy ones. Chotzer shalifnei abatim is poshet. That the Rashi in Baba Basra says, loif tashmishem b'chotzer. That's sicher called hukif ledire. They were mishtamish in the chotzer. The mukze sha'achoyrei habatim, which Rashi we had before in the first perik, was also to store eitzim, but pshatis is different than a kalfit. That means the eitzim for the fuel used to be in the back of the house, so whenever they needed eitzim, they went to the back of the house to bring it in. So that's also called tashmishei dire. Beisa oitzo, beisa eitzim is chaye b'mezuze. I once said from Rabbi Yankiv Zechayinu Levroche, not because your chafetzim are there, no, because you use it. That means you enter the Beis HaOitzer, the Mechayim of Mezuzah is not because this is a mokim that your chafetzim, if you'll have a warehouse, and your chafetzim will be in the warehouse for you, you don't have to put a mezuzah on the warehouse, because that would, your chafetzim are there, that's not a Mechayim of Mezuzah. The Mechayim of Mezuzah is that you're living there. So a Beis HaOitzer, a Beis HaEitzim, that's called, the person uses this. He comes there, he takes out things. So that is called, that is chayv mezuzah. So here, Hu Adin the Biraloch explains that that's why it's called hukif ledire. That what the person enters the chotzer and the mukse is mishtamish. So that's called the hukif ledire. That's called dire. Dire sa'odom. Now, the deer and the soyar is also pshat, that he has to go in and take care to see that the sod is being nizdabel, and he's chayil of the behemoth, and he's goyis is the behemoth. So fakir, that's the store. That means that's his job. He takes care of the sod, he takes care of the behemoth. So that's also called hukif ledire. So therefore, the chachamim tainit, so as long as it's hukif ledire, we're not mugbul with a shir of beis hasayim. Now Rashi is Messiah, Vahani Pasei Beirois Nami, Hoyolu Meimeim Ruyim Lishtiyas Odom, since it is Roy Lishtiyas Odom, so Tashmish Dirim Al Yasi, that means the Anoshim also entered this area to drink the water from the Be'er, so that's also Diras Odom. So Memele, that's why we'll see, we're speaking about Be'erois, a Be'er is Mayim Chayim, which a person can drink also. A Be'er is different. A Be'er is not Roy L'shtiyas Adam. But Al Kaponim, a Be'er that's Roy L'shtiyas Adam, so therefore that's considered Hukif Ladira, because the Anoshim were also Mishtamish with this area. Let us see Taisvis. Oisin Arbo Diyumdi, V'ho Da Oma La'el, Hochi Agmerei Rachmone L'moyshe, we had a gemara, it was a machlokes amiroim, if poritz ka'imed is mutter, if poritz ka'imed is not mutter, but everyone is moide that poritz meruba aloimed is ziche osa. Hachi agmrei rachmona le moishe loy sifrei tzrube. So why is it permitted? How are you allowed to make, you have here a reshus harabim? We're playing with fire over here. We have here a reshus harabim, oisim pasim lebrois, sheb reshus harabim, here a reshus harabim, and we are making, and to take out from the be'er is a reshus hayochid. We are matter with a mechitza that's poritz merub aloimet. So how is it permissible? So tois v'shayno heichet the leke shem dalet mechitzes kiyochid. The whole psul of poritz merub aloimet is if you don't have a shem dalad mechitzis. That means that what you have four right angles that are surrounding the area, that is a shem dalad mechitzis. The hoyel ve'ike b'chol tzad amo mikan v'amo mikan. You have a shir choshev also, so you have, it seems, two milas. 1 mile you have that it's surrounded on all four sides with right angles. And number two, you have a shirchoshuv, ama mikan v'ama mikan. So memele, so that creates that the pirtze in between is choshiv pesach. So that makes that the pirtze gets a shame pesach. So the whole area is mukiv psochim. So it's mukiv a pesach, just like a tsuras a pesach. Is a toiras mechitze. So memele over here, the shem dalet mechitze gives a shame pesach on the whole area. And the mokim aporutz and memela, so the whole thing is mukiv psochim. So the Yehama wanted a taina. Could be this is pshat and Rashi. We had mentioned Rashi says the lashon of Rashi is va'oisin pasin elu lahochin lahem hekev. You're making the pasim to prepare a hekev. What is pshat? Lahochin lahem hekev. The lashon is very shvel. The pasim amakif. What's lahochin lahem hekev? So you want to say could be Tosfos says that the pasim make that the poletz becomes a pesach. So I'm making that's lahochin lahem hekev. That the pasim are making the poletz a pesach. That what is matter the rishus is the psochim. The psochim are matter. So the male that's lahochin lahem hekev. V'arbo, let's go by to Tosfos. V'arbo pshutim. And you have arbo pshutim. Frektoch Tosfos, v'leko lemei mahochi, da'osei avire da'gise da'gise mabatale. Frektoch Tosfos, we had before in the first perik. If you have a mechitze that is surrounded on both sides with avir, that is greater than it, or on one side that is greater than it. So lemaisa, you say osi avira daigisa daigisa mavatalei. So Tosfos, legabi oile rigolim hikilu vokmu aderaisa. So from this Tosfos weist us a gewaldike chiddush that the whole halacha of osi avira daigisa mavatalei is only the rabbanon. So memele in here als eile regolim vokmu adiraisa. The Sasemis wants to say lulei divrei Tosfos. He says he could have said a little differently. He could have said could be the din of osi avira magisa magisa adiraisa the kedin. But over here you don't even need the pasim in atayre because over here the dalet yumdim make it already. Tosfos says before that the shem dalet mechitzes makes it. Rishus Hayochid, the rest of the area of Psochim. So could be, so over here, Mina Toiri don't even need this Pasim. This shir of Yud Amis, or Yud Gimel Amis, could be it's only at the Rabbon and the Kedin. The Ritva Taka says klo like that, Achsach. That Mina Toiri, if you have Hashem, Dalet Mechitzes, so the whole area is Mutter. It doesn't matter how large the area is. So Memele, so it could be, so the whole din pasim is only at the Rabbon and the Kedin. But you need the pasim. Is Memele, so the Heim Amru, the Heim Amru, they said you need pasim. But they also said that here you don't say that Osavira Magisa Magisa Mevatale. But the Lashon of Tosfos is not Mashme like this. The Lashon of Tosfos is Mashme that the whole din of Osi Avira is at the Rabbon. The Efshir, Zuk the Tosfos Yishonim, the davke bepshutim derechovim amalim rine midereis and lios avira mevatale. The Taishishonim wants to say, could be, if you have a mechitzach shuve, which is roichiv amo. So that's, so the Taishishonim also is neither roichiv amo. Lios avira mevatale. The gabi amude chotza pirish bereis mesecht, and Taishis da beisam at beis says, the osi avira mevatale midereis. Tosfos says that the din of Osevira is midiraisa by Amudei HaChotza. So he says maybe Tosfos means that if you have a dovel choshev, he had already the svara by Mechitza Cheshuva, you don't say Osevira Mevatalei. So Memelus of Tosfos Shonim is mitzadet to say that a Mechitza Cheshuva is a Mechitza that is an Amo. Let us first see the Gemara before we see the next Tosfos. Leima mas nisen deloy ke Hananya. Our Mishnah is not going according to Hananya. The Sanya we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Oisin pasin leboyer. The Tanakam of the Baraisa holds, if you have a boyer, one is permitted to make pasin. Vachavolim l'shayor. If you have a shayor, a caravan, that was shavsa bebike, and it was right before Shabbos, so they made a mechitza of chavolim, of three chavolim, so that's permissible. So the Tanakama holds, it's that pasim, which is yoisa gerua, pasim is poritz merube, so for a boyer they were mater pasim, and for a shayor they were only mater chavol. Vachananya oimer, chavolim leboyer avoloi pasim. Chananya says no, that they were never matir pasin leboy. They were only matir chavoli. And our Mishnah says oisin pasin lebirois. So memelos alachira, our Mishnah is not like Chananya. Zok the Gemara afilu teime Chananya. You could say it's going according to Chananya also. Boer lachut, beer lachut. The Tanakame and Chananya are speaking about a boyer. A boyer is a chasorim, we'll see in Rashi. Masha ein kein, the Tan of our Mishnah is speaking about a be'er. So be'er they were makel with pasim, and a boyer they were not makel with pasim. Let us see Rashi. Chavolim l'shayore, kedisnan beperikame, makifin shloisha chavolim, de kuloi oimetu. There it's kulay oimid because you say lovud. Avo pasin l'shayor aloy, davi poritz merube. V'loy huter el l'boyer. So the Tanakam holds they were only matter pasim l'boyer, mishum behemas oile rigolim, kidem meforish l'kamot. They were only matter for behemas oile rigolim. Boyer. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference between a boyer and a be'er. Boyer is mayim mechunos. And what is the chesaron of mayim mechanosim v'avidi de paski? That means it will dry up. Umishem hochi osa chananya. The zimnim de mifsiki maye. Ubotli mechitzis. If the whole heter, we only want matter this enclosed area with pasi birois, because l'tzayr shtiyas habehemis, but the Eden Weiler regal. So what'll be zimnin the poski maye or botli mechitzes? So then the head of the mechitzes becomes botl. Lehutru pasi beirois alamib nei mei mein shall behema oile regol. They're only matter for the tzorech mayim for the behemoths. So memele, so that is the machloikis chananye. That is the machloikis chananye in the Tanakama. The machlokes is, were they matter by a boyer also? A boyer, there's a potential that it might come l'day michshel. It might be nisyabi shamayim, and they won't be aware of it. That is the machlokes. So the Tanakama was not machmir, and Chananya was machmir. Aber a be'er is a davar muskim. Be'er, mayim, chayim. Ubirois, the masnisim, midaloiktoni, boirois, it says, birois, is, b'mayim chayim koma. Is the pashtis of this loshen, we'll see Taisus does not learn like this, but the Teres Chayim and the Ritva seem to learn like this, that the first loshen of the Gemara held, the Makshin al Kaponim held, that that there's no difference between a boyer and a be'er. That means the Tanakame and Chananya speaking about a boyer who had in be'er. The Tana of our Mishnah speaking about a be'er who had in boyer. They're interchangeable. That's what the Makshin held. So Memela said, that was the Kasha. Leime Masnisen, the Leike Chananya. If they're interchangeable, the Gemara didn't know that there's a difference. Akaponim, that these Tanoim are Mechalik. The Gemara held that these Tanoim are Mechalik. So the Gemara answers these Tanoim are also Mechalik. This is a very poshut of shat in the Gemara according to the first Loshen. Iko da Amri. The second Loshen held as follows. The second Loshen held that the Gemara knew, the Makshin knew that there's a difference between a bear and a boyer. That the Gemara knew. As me the like Tony Chananya Oimer Oisin Chavolim Leboyer Upasin Leboyer Chananya. The Tanakama said a Chiddush Oisin Chavolim Leboyer. No, that's a Gemara. Oisin Upasin Leboyer. That's a gewaltige Chiddush, that the Pasen Amut of Abay Rosa. But Hananya said only Chavolim, and he did not differentiate between Aboyer and Aboyer. We the Lektoni, Hananya Oymer Oysen Chavolim Leboyer, U Pasen Lebeer, Michlal, the Lechananya, Loishna Boyer, Veloishna Beer, Chavolim in Pasen Loi, that Hananya holds that they were never matter passing Saifa Boer and Saifa Beer. So the Gemara knew that there's a difference, but since Hananya did not say this heter, it was only Machmer, so I say she was Machmer for the Bayer Boer also. Is Leime Masnissin the Loike Hananya. And for the Gemara, no, Afilu Teimo Hananya. Lemai the Komar Tane Kame Koma Hadale. That means he didn't speak about a bear because the Tanakama, his Tanakama didn't speak about a bear. The Tanakama said, Oisin Pasin Le Bear, so he said that ain't Oisin Pasin Le Bear. A bear, you're not talking about it, so you also won't talk about it. Adaraba by a bear, I agree that the Pasin will help. Zakti Gebore weiter. Leimo Masnissin the Loike Rabbi. The Snan. Echot be'er horabim, uboir horabim, ube'er hayochit, oisin lem pas. Rabbi Kiva already differentiated between boirois and be'erois, and shal rabim and shal yochit. Aber harabim, there's no shayla shema yifsiku amayim. Boyer Harabim, which it seems it's a very large boyer, that's also Norshash. It's a tremendous reservoir, and a Boyer Harabim, also Norshash. Be'er HaYochit, since it's Mayim Chayim, so it's also Norshash. So Rabbi Kiva said that Echot Be'er Harabim, Boyer Harabim, and Be'er HaYochit, wherever there's Norshash of Shema Yifseku HaMayim, we're Mata Oysenlem Pasen. Avol Boyer HaYochit, but a Be'er HaYochit, so Memeila, there we have a Chashash, Shemo Yivsiku Meimo, so Memeila, there you need a Mechitze. Ve'ilu Hochik Toni, Lebirois. The Tana of our Mishnah holds, Lebirois Ein, Lebirois Loi. That Boirois, Afilu Shel Rabim, we're also not that matter. I said the wrong svar, I'm sorry. According to the Rabbi Kiva was makel by Boireis because Rashi says Rabbi Minkira Dodi. That a Boireis shall Rabbi, we don't have to be afraid that there'll be Nifsiko Amayim, because if it's Nifsiko Amayim, so the Rabbi will be my dear. That's the svar of Rabbi Kiva. And some emailers are so therefore he was matter Boireis shall Rabbi, not Boireis shall Yochid. And the Tana of our Mishnah doesn't hold the Svar of Rabbi Mitkiri Adodi, so he was Machmer by all Boiris. So it comes out that the Tana of our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. And for the Gemara, Afilu Taimer Rabbi Kiva. Could be the Tana of our Mishnah also agrees with Rabbi Kiva. Boiris Shal Rabbi Mizmutet, the Mitkiri Adodi. Boiris Shal Yochid is also. Now, Be'er Mayim Chaim de Psikelei, a Be'er Mayim Chaim, which that, there's no Chilukei Dinim, Loish no de Rabim, Loish no de Yochid, it's one truk in a halacha, Ketoni, so he said that, Oysen, Pasen, Lebirois, Be'er Mechunosim, de Loi Psikelei, Loi Ketoni, Be'er Mechunis, That here you have to be mevarer, shall Rabbi Yoh, shall Yochid not, is like Tony. So it could be the Tana of our Mishnah also agrees with Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara like Mamas Nisan the Loik, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, the Snan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, Oimer. Ein Oisin, Pasin, Elo, Lebeer, Horabim, Bilvat. Aber hayochid, they were not matter passim, vilu hochik toni, libirois, akaponim or beiris amute, loishna de rabim, loishna de yochid, and for the Gemara, afilu teima rab Yehuda ben Bove, my birois, birois, the alma. Does not mean, bein de yochid, bein de rab, means beiris shel rab. Zogt Rashi. Boira Rabim I Poski Maye mit Kriyadodi. That is the Svara of Rabbi Kiva that Boira Rabim is Mutter. The Loi Metaltal Yosem, so then they'll stop being Metaltal. Bera Yochid, the Loi Poski Maye. Le Boira Sloi, Rafilu de Rabim. Chnosim, the Loi Psikele. So the Gemara said that the Tana did not want to speak about Boiras, Maye Mechnosim, the Ike Boira Rabim, the Mahani. Vike ber de yochid, the loy mahani, so it has to be marich, das ja, das nish, is like tani. Ve ilu hocha birois ktani, de mashme trei, chad de rabim, chad de yochid. So the Gemara says it's no rai, could be the tan of our Mishnah holds like a bidem and bava also, we can never know. Birois de alma, kol birois koi, loylom de rab. But birois de yochid, could be his moidit rabidem and bava, that ain't eisen passen. Zog Taisvis, afilu yud kurin mutter. We had in the Mishnah that according to the Chachamim Wachaylik and Rabbi Yehuda, you can make the area as large as you want, afilu yud kurin mutter, because it's called hukif ledire. Peirish hakunteres, vahani pasei beirois nami, Hoyel umeimeyen ruuyen lishtias odom, tashmish dire mal yasi, this is also hukif ledire. Ve'ein lahakshayis imkein. So, according to Rashi, the only reason that there is no gvul on pasei birois is because since it's a be'er, and the water is roi lishtias odom, so it's considered hukif ledire. But a boyer lemaise would be osir because it's not hukif ledire. I besoif rektachtoises im kain amai oma bigmore mas nisen deloy kerabeki. But the gemore asked akashe the mishnah that only speaks about biroi, so it's not going according to rabeki. Because according to rabeki, a boyer shall rabim is also mutter. That was the gemore's kashe. Why did the Tana not speak about boyerays? So Frektach Toisvis, the Tan had a legitimate reason not to speak about Boiris. Because he's speaking about something that's Hukiv Ladira. So Davka Ber is Hukiv Ladira. Boir the water is not Roilish to Yesoda. Kena my omer big more mas nisen de loik rabekive. Mi de loik toni Boiris, del menokat birois, tafilo yud kurim shori. So memeile, so the Gemara's kasha finds sich nicht on. It's not a kasha with a teretz. The kasha finds sich nicht on. The Yeshloima, the Masnisen, Rabbi Yehudi. So that's not true. Because the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehudi. That means we have the whole Mishnah till Divrei Rabbi Yehudi that said it's only Mutter Beis Osoyim. Later, the Chachomim Achaylik. But the Mishnah is speaking about a Beis Osoyim. So a Beis Osoyim with only Hukiv Ladire. The Masnisen, Rabbi Yehudi. The loy shari afilu bebera le beis asoyim. Fak the gemara, so mel fak the gemara, amoyer de kekashe, that if the mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so why didn't he speak about boiris? Why did he only speak about be'er? Is a raya that he's choylek on Rabbi Kiva. That is pshat in the gemara's kashe. Ve im toima, fak the chtoisves anu kashe. According to the chachomim, that hold that it's considered hukif ledire. Maishno, Gabi Shayore, we learned at the end of the last perik, the boy rabbonon sheloyehei beis sosayim ponu. That means the rabbonon hold you can make a hekif of chavolim called solchon, but we have to make sure that it should not be an area of beis sosayim that is ponu mekelim. We had before. Page 236, 239. 239 we had that if you have a base osayim, and there's a chalik of this base osayim is poni mekalim. So the halacha is, so this chalik is not considered hukif ledire. So therefore, the whole hekif is also. That means you could have as much as you want, kol tzolchon, as long as the whole thing is full of kelim. So that's called the whole area is hukif ledira. But if they unpacked all their hitzalchus in a chelik of the mokim amukif, and you have one whole area of a base of sayim that is ponimi kelim, so memele, so that's an area that's not hukif ledira, so the whole enclosure is also letalpel. That is the din by when a shayore is makif with chavolim. Frektach toisvis. Ve'im taima. Frektach toisvis. Maishna gabi shayore de bol rabbonon shloye beiso sayim ponui. The rabbonon hold, you're allowed to enlarge the chavolim as much as you want, but you have to make sure shloye beiso sayim ponui. Vahochi gabi pasim. Here by pasim the giri itvei me chavol, then chavolim. So fektachtoisves, this is worse than chavolim. Kiriyama bigmore le atzeche shaloye beis osayim ponui. Here they weren't machmer shaloye beis osayim ponui. But there shouldn't be a beis osayim ponui. Yeah, the yeshloima. The gabi shayore, hoyol v'nase letzorech sho, shayore, even though it is chavolim, abole idach kise, it is only letzorech sho. Lehavi choshev mukef ledire kemoi pasim. So, therefore, there they were machma. That means let us explain a little bit. This din that it's poni mikalim means as follows. Even though this area could be the Yanoshim war mishtamish there, but since there are no kalim there, so they gave it a halacha of it is not mukif ledire. That area, if looking to the naked eye, you see an area in this enclosure where there's no kalim there, so that makes it ene mukif ledire. Even though theoretically these people could be used this whole enclosure. But they were machmer. So Taisva says they were only machmer by a shayor, because the whole thing is a temporary enclosure. Hoyul v'nasalit tzayrach shor is like havi choshev mukev ledire if there's a mokim, there's a base of sign that's poni mikalem. K'moi pasim. If a pasim is a dover kavua. These pasim were three times a year for the ilari golem. It was a dover kavua. So memele, so therefore they weren't machmer. Inami gabi oile regolim hikilu vechivu pasim kemoi mechitze gemure. That means that be'etzem, we should be medame pasim to chavolim, and it should have pasim should have the chumres of chavolim, because it's really a mechitze gerua. It's poritz meruba loimet. No, Chazal gave it a din of a mechitza gemure because letzerech mitzvah, letzerech ayir legolim, they gave it a din of a mechitza gemure, so therefore they bent backwards. K'may mechitza gemure, k'may shekilu linyan poritz meruba aloim. So the second teretz of Taisviz is that means if we would go with the letter of the law, so we zicher should not be matter by pasi beirois if there's an area of a base or sim that's poni mikalem. But Taisva said in the second teretz that tzeirech ayle regolim they didn't hikilu chacham yechivu pasim kemoi mechitza gemura. Umikol mokim, so the Masho explains that. So Taisva says if I'm noches ready to such a teretz that Chazal were mekel. Even though theoretically there's a mokim ponui, and you shouldn't be mekel, so maybe let's go a step further. Let us say, why do we have to say Rashi shtik teire? That is considered mukif ledire. Because it's roi lishtiyas odom. Let's forget about the whole shtik teire. Let's say, forget about the roi lishtiyas odom. Let us say that even though it's not roi lishtiyas odom, and even though it's not mukif ladira, but the whole din mukif ladira is only on the rabbon and the kedin, and b'makayim oilei regolim, they were mekel. It's obvious I have to say they were coolest over here. It's mutter even though you have a base of sayim, ponim, mikalim, it's also mutter.
So you tell me a teretz ala tzeich mitzvah, le golem, they were makel. So if they were makel already, so why do you have to say, no, but you have to have some dimyin to look of ledire. It has to be roilish to yesodim. Maybe we'll say that they were mevater, that by pasi b'roish, you don't need b'chlal mukif ledire, according to the chachamim. So Taisvis, no, you can't say that. That's how the Marsha explains Taisvis Kasha. Mikomokim tzorich leforish keperish hakuntris, dechivi pasin mukofen ledire. Afo pishen odom dorsham, but the shtiyah gives it a teiris mukif ledire. The eloi teima hoche, because if we won't say Rashi's tik teire, we're going to have a problem. Tikshe mas nisna lavhune berab chinene, the boy le meime be perik hador, the mechitze sheinu mokefes le dire lo ishmo mechitze. A mechitze das mukef le dire das neva teures mechitze. The perik la bioichen and dama mechitze al shem chuseres de yoyrim. So the Marsha explains as follows. The Marsha explains Rav Huna be Rav Chinene holds that a mechitze that's not mukef le dire lo ishmo mechitze min ha-teure. So it's a reshus ha-rabi min ha-teure. So he says, if you only have Rashi stick teire, that this is called mukiv ledire, so we're in real hot water over here. So how will he be able to learn pshat in the Mishnah, oisin pasin lebiroi? You're in the middle of a reshus harabim, and he holds that if it's not mukiv ledire, loishma mechitza, doesn't have a shame mechitza at all. So memela, how could you be, so it's mamish a reshus harabim. So how could there be matter? So therefore you have to say, so according to me, you have to say Rashi Shtik Torah, that it is called Mukiv Ledire because of Shtiyas Odom. Kvege says, Yenna Gemara is not mashma like the Marsha, that it doesn't have a Torah's Mechitza Min HaTorah, so he doesn't understand the Marsha. But Al Kaponim, this is how the Marsha learns Pshat and Taisvis. Zuk Taisvis weiter, Boi Lechud Ube'el Lechud. It's a very shvere Taisvus in Pshat. Taisvus says, Hamakshe nami hoya yodeya sheshchilik bein boil lebe'er. The Makshe asked the Kasha, he knew already that there's a chilik bein boil lebe'er. The Masnisni, because the next Mishnah differentiates between boil and be'er. Elo, so I say, so what's the Kasha? What's frekstu? They're talking about boil and the Mishnah is speaking about be'er. I'll show you medagdek leforish midaloi perish bimilsei. So the Makshin asked the second, the Lishtachinus Kasha. So, Shrekliche Doichik, it means he didn't explain the Kasha. That's problem number one. But that's what he meant to ask. Kamesh Medagdik Besomach. But who, so the Masha explains, what is the Teretz? The Teretz is also said, Echlish the Teretz in the Gemara. The Gemara means like the Teretz later, that Hananya is going on the Tanakama, that's why he didn't speak about Bear. Everything is very sosim according to Tosis. If the Gemara knew already that there's a difference between Boer and Be'er, So the Mishnah says Eisen Pasen LeBeiros, and the Tanakhama says you're allowed to make Pasen LeBeir. The Masnisim Tani Davke Beir VeLoi Beir. Beir Lechut Peirish Rashi Beir Ma'im Mechunosim Davidi DePoski. Va'af Al Gav DeLekamon BePirke Komar Taime DeBina Ma'im Chayim Mishum DeBeinen Midi DeChazi LaOdom. There's another Ma'ila of a Beir. Hi time le shach el rabbi hu de ben bove do mein en eisen passen el le ber rabim levad he holds daf ka beer the time mishum de mit de khosi lod di mishum de loy poske fel le ber rabim nam de loch shtol me poske cuz we have rabim mit ke yadodi aber shart ha noim ta mai mishum de loy poske di boy mit de khosi lod fel le ber rabim nam loy khosi. So therefore Rashi is saying the correct time according to the old Tanoim, that the time the chesaron of Boer is only the chesaron of Poski. Zok the Gemara weiter. The Yumdim, what is the tides? The Yumdim, Omer Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elozer, the Yu Amudim, two Amudim. Tanan Hosom, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Kol Hashitin Pturim. Shitim are Te'enim Gruois. So it's pot, so the halach is if you buy tainer from a mama or it's to my, and you have to give maisa. Chutz, so abor shitim, if you buy tainim gruim from a mama or it's potter to be mafresh maisa from it. We'll see why in 1 minute. Chutz min ha-diyufre. That is the Hemshe. We're speaking about diyumdim, so speak about diyufre. My diyufre, ama'ule ilon ha-oise diyu peiris bashone. Ilon that gives out twice peiris in a year. These are peiris cheshuvois. So memele here, there is an iser demai. So Rashi says as follows. Shitim minei ta'inim rois kedom oma b'meseches broches. Pturim min ha-demai, tekiven de rois ein loichos alayu am ha-oretz ve-isrom. Since it's a bad taino, so Mamela the can the amoritz pashtein to zayin from. So Mamela is mafresh meisres. That's how Rashi learns pshat. The Ritva brings some derived pshat that since it's ta'enim gruois, so he's mafkeret. So hefker is potam in a meisa. That's how derived learns pshat. Chutz min ad diyufre shehu choshev. Diyu peiris toyenim beis pa'omim pashonem. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Alozo, Diyu parzef ponim hoyo loy lo Odom Arishin. Bishas Odom Arishin was created, there were two parts of him, Shenemar ocher vekedem tzartoni, that he was, there was a yitzire in the back and in the front. Ocher v'kedem tzartoni, zogt Rashi, melefnim emay ocher tzartoli tzuras ponim. There was two ponim, parts of ponim. Bishas yetzire. Ksi v'ayiven Hashem olukim es ha-tzeilo, Rabbi Shmuel, z'machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, chad omar parzef, that there was a parzef already, and it was separated. V'chad omar zonav. Bishloi melamandi yom ha-parzef, heine d'chsiv ocher v'kedem tzartoni. So that's good, the tzartoni. There were two yitziris, ocher v'kedem. Elamandi yom ha-zonov. So what is the two yitziris? My ocher v'kedem tzartoni. And for the Gemara, kid the Rabbami. The Omer Rabbami, ocher l'maise bereishis. I was created, the person was created, the last one in the Maisa Bereshis, Erev Shabbos. The Kodam Leperonius. And it was the first to be Nenash. Zukta Gemore, Bishloim Ocher La Maisa Bereshis, Le Ivriad Mali Shabbat. He was created Erev Shabbos. Ele Vekedam Leperonius, he was the first one to be Nenash, Mahi. Ileima Mishum Klole, Habetrila Niskalal Onochish, Ulebsaif Niskalal Ochavo, Ulebsaif Niskalal Odom. So how could you say it was Kedem Luperonius? Elo Le Mabel. By the Mabel, the Odom was first. Tchsi Vayimach Eskola Yikum Asher Opneo Adomo, May Odom be Ad Beheime. So it was Nimuach, first Odom, and then Beheime. The Teres Chaim explains that, he says, the Pasuk is telling us two historical facts. That the person was created the last in the Briya, and in Onshim, he was the first by the Mabul. Very good. What Shaykhs do these two facts have one with the other? So the Teres Chaim says, the Shaykhs is as follows. That why was the Adam created last? Because he was brought into a world where everything was already prepared for him. It was a Shulchan Aruch. Because the whole Bria was created L'tzeirecha Adam. So therefore, Ocher, that's why he was created last, and everything should be prepared for him already. So since the whole Bria is only L'tzeirech Shimosh Adam, so Memele, if there's a Gzeire, that the Adam is going to be destroyed. So even though by the Behemah were not choitim, but there's no tzairich for the Behemahs because there's no Adam anymore. So Memela, that is the Hemshach of the Pasuk. Since the whole tzairich of the Bria was l'tzairich Adam, that's why it was Ocher Yitzartoni. So therefore it was Kedem also in the Peronius. That was the Sibah of the Peronius of the whole Bria. Zogt Rashi, Erzähle ben Rabin Rishmu Loshen Stodim, Kmei Lutzela Mishkan Hashenis, Parzev, Chilkei Lishnaim, Sheizach Mikan, and Nekev Mikan. Zonov, Oilei Lodem Arishin, and Natolei Mimenu, Bora Eschab. Zogt the Gemara weiter, Bishloi Meloman, the Yomer, Parzev, the Duatu Patsufim, Hainu Dersi, Vayitza, Train Yudim, Duatu Yitziris, There was a yitzira of Adam and yitzira of Chava, zoch and a keve. Elo laman diyom alzonov, mai v'yitzam. Every Gemara could have Rav Shimon ben Pozi. The Omer Rav Shimon ben Pozi, oili mi yitzri, oili mi yitzri. So vayitzer is a loshen vay, either yitzer or yitzer. What's me to take doch nisht? So trashi, mi odom, my oche bekem sartoni, the mashe by suris, מאדם עד בהם, מאדם הוסקי בפרוני אסטרילוחר גרסינן, הין דסי וייצר בטרן יודין דמשו בייס צורייס. אוי לי מי יצרי שמצערני עם לסויס רצוין, עם עשר רצוין יצרי, זאת אומרת, מילא, I have a גירוי היצר, אוי לי מי יצרי עם עשר רצוין יצרי. זכת גמור הביתה. בישלוים למד יום הפרצוף, Heinu dechsiv zocha unikeva borom. A bishas briya, there was a zocha unikeva. Elaman di omar zonov, my zocha unikeva borom. The briya was a zocha with a zonov. And the gmol lich the rababo. The rababo romi ksiv zocha unikeva borom. Uchsiv, so it seems it was a briya of two. Uchsiv betzalam alakim bora oisoi. So me mele that there was a briya of one. And so he answered, "Betchila also b'marshava livrei shnai." In the beginning, the kavana was to create two. The b'seif lo nivra elo echad. The seif was nivra one. The Teir Chaim explains that why the b'seif was only nivra one, that the b'shas the b'riyeh there was only a zonah, and the ishi was created from the zonah. He says because if he held if they would be created equally a zoch and a keve. So the Isha would not be a tofel to the Ish. And she's also a Baal Das. I mean, so there'd be two days, like that. So that's why she was created as Zonov and Nitpal. So Memele, the Tchilis Habriel was that she's a tofel to the Zocho. So Memele, in married life, it'll remain like that. She'll remain a tofel. Frek the Teres Chaim, so what's pshat in the Baba Machshove, there should be two parts of them. What's that we have in the Machshove? I mean, so it's a geloin for the Briya, that the Isha be she created a Zonov, that she should be a Tofel to the Isha. Why be Machshove do you need to? So he says, because I'm also when I say the Zoch and Asa le'ezel, le Zoch and Asa Kenegdoi. So the Machshove was for the Kenegdoi Dike. That means that the person who's loy zoche is eris nidden boilam amachshove. That means that there's such a inyan that she won't be a tofel to him. They said the machshove was necessary for a person who's a loy zoche to have a kenegdai. But the bria was for the zochim that they should be zoche to a eze, not a kenegdai. Zegt de Gemara weiter, bishlam amman di yom parzer heiner der si vayiske bosor tachtena. So it's mamish a split between there were two gufim and there was split as vayiske bosor tachtena. El amman di yom azon of my vayiske bosor tachtena. Am rab zvid vitaim rab yirmi vitaim rab nachem vayitzok loy nitzocha elo lemokim chatach. Bishloime leman de yom azonov, heine de siva yiven. The Rebbein Shalom took azonov and made a whole binyan out of it. Elo leman de yom apalziv, so you had two complete gufim. So mai vayiven, lechad Rab Shimon ben Menasye, the dorosh Rab Shimon ben Menasye, vayiven Hashem alekim es atzeilo, melamed shekilo hakadosh baruch hu lechava. The Rebbein Shalom braided the hair of Chava, ויביא לאדם הראשון שכן בכרוכי היום קוראים לקליאסה בניוסה. So קליאס called בניוסה. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, זוכר נקבה בורו, מה שמתחיל לסביוסה יהיה זוכר נקבה, זוכר מצד זה, נקבה מצד זה. בורו איסוי, מה שמחד. ואיבן מה שמשוהיסה מחוסרס בניין, זאת כדי שהוא עושה זונב. My vayivim bnuye vaymedes hoyse shekilo kliyaseyo zok taisves bishleim laman diyom apalsav haynu zok taisves mikan hoya makshe rivom al perish akunteres the pirish bereish ksubis beis yitzires have The Gemara says in Ksubis as follows, that one man the Yoma holds there were two Yetziris, ulekach borich shtayim. Therefore there are two broches. Yoitzer ha'odom, v'asher yotza. There were two Yetziris. The Havik commander, so Rashi says that's according to the man the Yoma that holds Zonot. So let's appreciate Tosfos Kasha for 1 minute. Our Gemara said that it says Vayitzer. Vayitzer means Trei Yudin. So the Gemara says, if you hold Trei Yetziris, that there were two Patsufim, so it's very good, Aloshim Vayitzer, there were two Tzuris. If you learn Zonov, what's the Vayitzer? So it comes out like this. Two Patsufim is Vayitzer. Zonov, there's a problem in Vayitzer. And there the Gemara in Ksuba says, if you hold two Yetziris, if you hold two Yetziris, therefore you make two broches, Asher Yotza, Yetzer Odom, so, if you hold two Yetziris, you make two broches. So Rashi says, what's called two Yetziris? Zonov. So that's the Chayra Faket from Agamor. Agamor says, the Vayitzer, two Yetziris means base partzufim. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. The Ritva says a very geschmacked teretz on Rashi. He says as follows. It matters what you're talking about. He says, our Gemara is speaking about the Yetzira the Rabbi Nishlom made, Vayitzer. The Rabbi Nishlom made two Yetziris. So watch out, why two Yetziris? There has to be two Partzufim. That's very good. That's two Yetziris, two Tzuris. That's our Gemara. Over there, the Gemara is speaking about you make two broches. Now, if the Bishas Briya, there was a Zohar in the Keva, but it was one Briya of a Zohar in the Keva with two Tzuras, Mechateisha, she make two broches. So there, Rashi learns that there were two different Yetziras, Take. There was one Yetzira of a Zonov, that's one Yetzira, then there's a second Yetzira made from the Zonov Anisha. So therefore, that's why Rashi in Subis says differently than Agamor here. For Oit, then Rashi has Teisha another Kasha. The void, the boss of Hochi Kama Hosum Lakula Alme, Chodi Yetzirah. Everyone knows there was one Yetzirah. Ma Sover, boss of Marshovers Lenin. Ma Sover, boss of Mises Lenin. Vahainu, command the Yomazono. The Liberty Day, the Shin and Hanni Kroi, Kravabo. So you see Klor that Chodi Yetzirah is Zono. Not the way, so you see Klor in the Gemara that Shtei Yetzirah meant Shtei parts of him. Chod Yetzir Mizonov. The Chaynir Adishta Yetziris Havoy Hayne Kemandi Oma Parsov.